It is not 60 days yet, nor is it 90 days yet. But we are ready to keep watching the clock and the calendar. Once it hits 90 days, then we need to ask the government why they are not retiring my client. But we received a letter from the Chief of Defense Forces, CDF, General Katumba Wamala, writing in reply to my letter, which I had written, asking the status of the discharge. And General Wamala, in his letter, he said that he was going to wait for the president's response as to whether or not General Sejusa is going to be discharged or when he's going to be discharged. So in a way, he was washing his hands off, saying, look, ask the commander-in-chief. I'm waiting for the advice from the commander-in-chief.
Recently, you had a meeting accompanied by your client, General Sejusa, at the presidential palace where some of these things were discussed. Part of the agreement was that he would be retired from the army so he could go ahead to continue his political activities. Is this the case?
Well, it was not articulated in those particular words. It was the effect that he would be retired and the military was going to handle his retirement process. But it was not in such unequivocal terms per se. It was like, okay, we are going to work on it, we are going to handle it. So there was no unequivocal commitment per se.
But
there was an expression of goodwill that, okay, it's all right, in good faith, we are going to work on it.
But supporters of General Sejusa are saying that they are suspicious that the government might not go through with this, especially when this has happened before and he was turned down with a long legal process. What is your next line of action following these concerns by his supporters?
Our next line of action is legal action in court. That is our next line of action. And probably for me, I can speak with respect to just from the perspective of legal action. But with respect to political activity, that is not my realm. That is a decision to be made by him and his supporters. So for us lawyers, we are saying we could take legal action, demanding to apply the same standard like that which has been applied to others who are retired. Then the political activists might choose a different course of action.
Some people are saying the military has applied different standards to certain individuals, including the president himself, when they retired from the army, and that these are politically motivated when the process are supposed to be black and white. What is your take on that?
That is true. The retirement process is subject to the discretion of the powers that be. It is not necessary by the book. So it depends on whether or not you are being viewed as a threat, or whether or not you are being viewed as a friendly force should you retire. So when you factor into that discretionary powers of the head of the state, then you realize that not everybody can be retired, or not everybody would be allowed to retire. So it is subject to the discretionary powers of the commander-in-chief.
Are you prepared for the legal action as you spoke about?
Yes, for us as lawyers, we are over 20 lawyers. We are a team of 20 lawyers. We are ready to take legal action. Should 90 days expire, nothing has been done.